Burnout. Spot it and stop it. In today's fast-paced and demanding professional landscape, burnout has become a prevalent issue, affecting individuals across various industries and roles. The World Health Organization, WHO, classifies burnout as an occupational phenomenon, resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. Recognizing the signs of burnout and implementing strategies to address and prevent it are crucial for maintaining mental, emotional, and physical well-being. What is burnout? Burnout is a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged and excessive stress. It is characterized by three primary dimensions: emotional exhaustion, feeling drained and depleted of emotional resources; depersonalization or cynicism, developing a negative or detached attitude towards work and colleagues; reduced personal accomplishment, experiencing a sense of inefficacy and lack of achievement in professional tasks. While burnout is primarily associated with work, it can also arise from other areas of life where chronic stress is present, such as caregiving or managing multiple responsibilities simultaneously. Recognizing the signs of burnout. Burnout often develops gradually, making it essential to identify early warning signs. Key indicators include physical symptoms, chronic fatigue, headaches, sleep disturbances, and lowered immunity; emotional symptoms, irritability, feelings of helplessness, and loss of motivation; behavioral changes, increased absenteeism, procrastination, and withdrawal from responsibilities; cognitive impairments, difficulty concentrating, decision-making challenges, and forgetfulness. The science behind burnout. Burnout impacts multiple physiological systems. Chronic stress elevates cortisol levels, disrupting the hypothalamic-pituitary-adrenal (HPA) axis. Prolonged activation of this stress response can impair immune function, increase inflammation, and contribute to mood disorders such as anxiety and depression. Research also links burnout to cardiovascular disease and metabolic disorders. Tips for avoiding and recovering from burnout: set realistic goals, break tasks into manageable steps to avoid feeling overwhelmed, prioritize responsibilities and delegate when possible, cultivate healthy work-life balance, set boundaries between work and personal time, avoid overcommitting and learn to say no when necessary, practice mindfulness and relaxation techniques, engage in activities such as meditation, yoga, or deep breathing exercises to reduce stress, focus on the present moment to alleviate feelings of anxiety, seek social support, share your feelings with trusted colleagues, friends, or family members, join professional or community groups to build connections and find support, engage in regular physical activity, exercise improves mood and reduces stress by releasing endorphins, aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise weekly, as recommended by health guidelines, prioritize sleep, maintain a consistent sleep schedule to enhance cognitive and emotional resilience, limit screen time before bed and create a relaxing bedtime routine, seek professional help when needed, consult a mental health professional if burnout symptoms persist or worsen. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and stress management training have proven effective in addressing burnout. Organizational strategies to prevent burnout. Employers also play a critical role in mitigating burnout. Research indicates that supportive workplace policies can significantly reduce burnout rates. Organizations can promote flexible work arrangements to accommodate individual needs, encourage open communication and provide regular feedback, offer employee assistance programs, EAPs, and mental health resources, foster a culture that values work-life balance and recognizes employee achievements. Conclusion: burnout is a serious issue that requires attention and proactive management. By recognizing its signs early and implementing evidence-based strategies, professionals can not only recover from burnout but also build resilience to prevent its recurrence. Both individuals and organizations must work together to create environments that prioritize well-being, ensuring a healthier and more productive workforce. References: Maslach, C. and Leiter, M. P. 2016. Understanding the Burnout Experience: Recent Research and Its Implications for Psychiatry. World Psychiatry, 152, 103-111. World Health Organization, 2019. Burnout, an Occupational Phenomenon, International Classification of Diseases. McEwen, B. S. 2006. Protective and damaging effects of stress mediators, central role of the brain. Dialogues in Clinical Neuroscience, 8, 4, 367-381. Schaufeli, W. B. Antares, T. W. 2005. The Conceptualization and Measurement of Burnout, Common Ground and Worlds Apart. Work and Stress, 19, 3, 256-262.